Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever wondered why it's happening again?
Welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife, Jeannie. Michael and Jeannie share with you the wisdom of the ancient Aramaic internal process of forgiveness. They offer tools and support 5 days a week. They will support you in building a solid foundation within yourself to live in pure love. In Aramaic, Rachma. Michael is the author of Why Is This Happening to Me Again? For more information on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. And now your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael and Jeannie Rice.
To the brightness within you and the truth that is rooted within me.
Good afternoon and welcome to Mind Shifters Radio. This is Tim Hayes and I'm here with Dr. Michael Rice. This is Tuesday, June 2nd, 2015. And if all the reports on Facebook are true, this is Dr. Michael Rice's Eternal Day. Welcome, Dr. Rice.
Well,
or
actually,
Jeannie or whoever's
Jeannie
holding his phone.
Well, it was Jeannie holding the phone, and we're at a chiropractor's office just getting ready to get taken care of. But it's actually Jeannie's Eternal Day today. So happy Eternal Day to Jeannie.
Thank you.
Happy Eternal Day.
Yay.
So, do you want me to run the show, or do you want to do an intro? What's your pleasure?
If it works. If it works. I'm ready. All right, sir. Much appreciation. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Blessings. So, here we are. It's the Mind Shifters Radio Show, and this is the intro. A little bit delayed, but a happy Eternal Day to Jeannie and Dr. Rice, and they're very busy trying to get things ready for yet another series of talks. And we're here to talk about the ancient Aramaic tool of forgiveness and how in the practical application of that tool to our lives, we can transform the quality, the integrity, the joyfulness. We can increase our creativity and productivity. We can improve the quality of our relationships. And the tool of forgiveness has been mislabeled as pardoning, at least in the Western culture that I was raised in. And the idea of pardoning is that we're all rational people, and we know that I'm right and you're wrong, and what you did is something that should be punished. But I can be the bigger person, and I can pardon you. And I can say, you don't really have to do the punishment. And that's a good thing to do, and it can release me from having a lot of negative or vengeful energy directed at you and free up some positive energy in my life. However, it doesn't do anything to remove the anger, the fear, the sadness, the hurt, conflicted energy that I have in me that might get resonated when you do something that I label as wrong. When you do something that I label as hurtful or insensitive or illegal or immoral. So, that's where the tool of forgiveness comes in. The ancient Aramaic tool of forgiveness is a tool that allows me to go inside my mind and remove whatever doesn't belong there. And what doesn't belong in my mind and my energy is anything less than the energy of love, anything less than the energy of creation that has flowers blooming and trees growing and the planets spinning. It's the energy of creation that we're made of, and it's the energy of creation and love that we're meant to extend in every interaction with everything and everyone around us. And the ancient Aramaic tool of forgiveness allows me to go into my mind and body energy system and remove anything that's unlike that energy of creation. And when I get enough of those energies out of my system, I'm left with a direct line to observe that my true nature is that energy of creation. I've come across this in several different spiritual traditions, but recently in two it came up again. One of them is The Way of Mastery, and another one was a book I was reading. I was reading in, I don't remember whether it was the Egyptian Book of the Dead or I was reading in one of the books of Gnostic wisdom. But the idea is we need to understand that when we look at a tree or we look at a bunny rabbit in the yard, we really have no idea what that is, how it came to be, what created it. We have no idea how the food digests in our system, how we keep growing, how we breathe at night when we're asleep. And so all of these things we look at outside of us are truly a mystery. And if we get to the point where we spend some time practicing this exercise of taking 20 minutes and just looking at the different objects, whether we're indoors or outdoors, looking at a table or a lamp on a table, looking at a book on a shelf, looking at a kitchen utensil, and just start to question, how did that get to be here? Where did the materials that make up this spatula, if I'm in a kitchen, where did they come from? Where did they really begin? Where did the energy of thought that had to originate in someone's mind to hold the form of taking this plastic and molding it into this kind of a utensil to be used for this process of being a spatula, where did that all come from? And moment by moment in the 15 or 20 minutes of the exercise, I move to something else, and I just question. Maybe I look at a piece of wood that's making up a piece of furniture in my house, and I just question, where did this come from? How did it get here? How did the matter that makes up this wood come into existence? And if I start to question, and I just keep questioning, and I allow myself to understand, I don't understand what any of these things are for, where they came from, how they got here. And then I begin to understand, I don't really understand what my brother or sister needs. They are a mystery, just as the tree is a mystery, just as the spatula is a mystery. I eventually reached the point of understanding I am a mystery. I am a miracle of life. This body-mind unit is completely beyond the highest and finest scientific minds to understand. It's completely beyond the highest and finest philosophical, spiritual, theological minds to understand. And learning to live in that space of mystery is one of the biggest steps I can take towards seeing my true nature and seeing any roadblocks within me to living from the direct awareness of that true nature. And that's what Tool of Forgiveness allows me to do. It allows me to become aware whenever I'm feeling anything like anger or fear or sadness or physical pain or tension or confusion, guilt, shame, blame, condemnation, judgment in any form. And a tool like forgiveness lets me reach inside myself. And quite simply, Dr. Rice has made this available. Jeannie, with her tireless efforts, have made this available on the website at www.whyagain.org. And you can print off these tools. It's called the Reality Management Worksheet. Sometimes some versions are called something else. It might be called Change Your Mind, Change Your Life at this point. But you print out this worksheet, and you just start reading and filling in the blanks. And before you know it, you've identified that you are the energy of love. You've identified that you focused on some person, place, or thing outside of yourself as causing your upset. You've identified the thoughts you're using to do that. You're identifying the emotion that's produced by the thoughts. And you're identifying the goal that you have for the other person, which is clearly being frustrated. And you cancel the goal and drop into the space within your mind, body, energy system, which had previously been hidden from you. And you dismantle the parts of your mind that are holding energies that don't belong. They're false. They're false creations. They're negative judgments. They're fantasies. They hold all of the energy of bitterness and resentment. They hold every traumatic energy experience in the mind-body system. And they're available to be dismantled. And I don't do that with my conscious logical mind. My conscious logical mind is a wonderful thing for helping me get dressed and find my way to work and maybe balance my checkbook. But my conscious logical mind has no place in the realm of returning my awareness to my true nature as love. That's the mind of the one being. That's the mind of Christ. That's the mind of direct observation, which allows me to just sit in a divine level of ignorance, which allows me to sit in a position of observation without the impulse to change or fix or judge. And that's what the tool of forgiveness allows me to get more in touch with. It helps me remove everything other than that from my system. So that's what we're here to talk about. That's what we're here to entertain your questions on. Whether you have been to the website before and you've tried some worksheets and you're stuck, or you've never heard of this before, this sounds wacky and bizarre and it doesn't make any sense whatsoever, we'd love to hear your call, your comments and questions if you dial 646-200-4169 and press 1. That will let me know that you have a question, and we'll start the conversation. So, welcome. If you were in any of the previous seminars that Dr. Rice has done in this past year, it's almost a year that they've been on the road. If you are new to the work and want a clarification, if you're one of our routine callers and have to give us a testimonial about how fabulously your life is changing for the better by application of the tools, let us know at 646-200-4169. Press 1, and that'll put you in queue. And we just had a hand go up, and that is area code 607. You're in the air.
It's Richard. How you doing?
Hi, Richard. Welcome. How are you?
Hey, I wanted to follow up from yesterday about the Lyme disease. You were talking about some acupuncturist or whatever in Illinois that was treating Lyme disease effectively, and I'd sort of like to find out who that was and convey that information to some of my local people that I'm working with.
All right. Well, I'm still waiting for a response back from somebody who was going to give me his name. I did do some searching, Googling for acupuncture and Lyme disease, and there are several people out there who have protocols. So if you just Google acupuncture protocol for Lyme disease, okay, you'll get several different websites that promote different healing strategies. Some of them include supplements, some include herbs, some include acupressure, acupuncture. And so to follow up on that, when I get the name of that chiropractor who is in Illinois, I believe that my friend said he was in Elgin, I will make that available to Jeannie, and we'll get it on the website.
All right, thanks.
Anything else we can help you with?
No, I was just following up from yesterday because you know, I called in late in the show and was talking about my experience with Lyme's and you know, the fact that it's an epidemic these days, and you know, the idea that obviously this work you do is highly beneficial because I mean, my experience has been that anger and hostility only feeds the bacterium to begin with. It's only makes it worse rather than moving towards healing. It's sort of like the Lyme disease sort of makes you the real, more sensitive to anger and hostility, so that anytime anger and hostility comes up, in my experience has been I feel it as, you know, pain in my body, usually from the Lyme bacteria. So anyway, I'm just pointing out that it's sort of how do I want to say it? It makes your body more sensitive to that.
I would offer that most of us have that experience when we're in physical discomfort, and there were several things that you were saying yesterday about how your social interactions are causing this and that, and I would just say for the listening audience that that's a lot of what we would call regulatory speech, which is letting you know, Richard, if you want to tune into it, that there's still a part of your mind that wants to believe things outside of you are causing your emotions. And it's okay if you want to be in that position and if you want to think and talk that way. However, if you want to correct that, then the regulatory speech is a very good tool to let you know that you're still talking in terms of these social interactions are upsetting me, the Lyme disease is making me more sensitive, et cetera, et cetera. And along with the healthy use of holistic tools, such as acupressure and diet and supplements and meditation, in this work, we also recommend that people pay very close attention to the programming that they're carrying in their mind and their body. And one of the best ways for me to understand the programming that's still running my mind and body is for me to watch my language. And every time I hear myself say something that indicates that I believe someone or something outside of me is causing my upset, my fear, my pain, my sadness, if I want to do that work, I can then go using the words that I just spoke as a guide. I can go inside myself and start dismantling those false beliefs. I can use worksheets. I can use, Dr. Rice was talking to you about yesterday, I can use a mind shifter. I can use the tapping and breathing work, releasing goals. I can use my three earliest memories of conflict exercise. All of these are available on the website. And I just wanted to point that out. I didn't want to interrupt Michael yesterday when you were talking to him, but I heard quite a few statements related to how interactions socially are causing this and that in you. So I just wanted to offer that for you.
Right. I hear that. You know, thank you very much for making me aware of that. So that's basically all. And so I think this is a good follow-up to yesterday. And thank you very much.
Well, you're very welcome, and I'm looking forward to hearing your updates, and hopefully in short order that you've discovered someone who can help you in a holistic way to get rid of the signs and symptoms of the infections and the secondary infections that often come with that Lyme disease pattern.
Great.
All right?
Yep, thank you.
Thanks for the call. Call back whenever you want to give us an update, and we'll send blessings and love in your direction. So, 646-200-4169, press 1, and that will let us know you have a comment or a question. And we just had another hand go up. So, area code 704.
Hi,
you're
Tim.
In the air.
Dade. Hello.
Hello, this
Hello,
is who?
Dade. It's an odd name. Okay, you'll remember me because I called in about my friend that got breast cancer. That's who I am.
Okay, so D-A-D, Dade?
D-A-D-E.
All right. Thanks, Dade. How can we help you?
Anyway, I'm calling in because to respond to Richard, I have a friend who had Lyme's disease, and she is now traveling around the world and having a great time, and she went to through a program called Quantum Reflex Analysis that uses Premier Research Lab supplements and things, and there are a lot of practitioners around the country. It's Quantum Reflex Analysis, and she is just, it's amazing the results she's had from that. So I just wanted to share that with Richard. It's all natural, of course.
I'm making a note of it, and I'll look into that, and I appreciate the call. That's lovely to have a response like that where people can check that out. And so if they search for quantum reflex analysis, they can find practitioners on the web?
That would be my guess, Tim. I really don't have the answer to that. It was a spontaneous call to let him know about that. But if not, I can hello?
I'm here. Yes?
Okay. If he needs more information, I'm available. I worked with this woman, and she's in Southern Pines. She's a practitioner, Southern Pines, North Carolina. And I could get more information from her if it's not available online.
Well, it is. There are a number of links. If I just put into Google the quantum reflex analysis, and there are some holistic health groups, and so people can find information there. I don't know if there's an institute that will let you know about the practitioners.
It's been a big part of bringing,
all kinds of good information.
It's been a big part of bringing me to a whole new level of health as well. So I'm a big proponent of the program. It's expensive.
And where are you located?
I'm in Wilmington, North Carolina.
Great. All right. So you have a practitioner in your area?
Well, I went to the woman in Southern Pines, who's a couple hours away, and did the program. I did the program for 4 months, and I've had a chronic illness for years and years that has debilitated me at times, and my health's at a different level. And I also want to say that my work with Michael is a part of that as well, in this whole program. And physically, I did this last summer, and it's really brought me to a higher level of health than I've had in a very long time. And my friend Susie, who has been on the program, she was about to check out when she got on this program, and now she's just traveling all over, having a great life. So it's a good thing, no matter what illness you're dealing with. I recommend
Wonderful.
It. So.
Well, thank you for sharing that resource, and I'm glad that you're getting benefits from the work that Michael offers.
Yeah, definitely. So, thank you, and thank you for doing
it. You're welcome. Anything else we can do to support you today?
That's it.
All right. Well, I appreciate the call, and I will look into that, and we'll have Michael and Jeannie put that up as a resource. When we find somebody else that's got a need, they'll know where to look.
Okay.
All right. Have a blessed day.
Thanks, you too.
All right. Area code 646-200-4169. Excuse me. Press 1. I don't know, we have a caller here, and we've got area code 517. Looks like it might be a familiar
Hi,
number.
Dr.
Is
Tim.
That you, Rex?
It is.
Welcome.
Rex in Lansing, Michigan. Thank you. I had a thought with the regulatory speech when you were talking to Richard, I think is really helpful. One is that we are aware of regulatory speech, but what quite often happens is people try to just change the speech without following your, you know, suggestion, is that to go in and you know, discover what it is that we're hiding from ourselves using the regulatory speech or what it's indicating. So it was just important, I thought, to hear that. To a lot of people will just go, well, I'm going to be aware of the regulatory speech and just change it. We can become intellectual giants and not change anything, you know. I mean, so that was one piece I think that was valuable. And then the piece that I thought might be helpful with the Lyme's disease is,
Rex,
I know we talk about, yes, sir.
Rex, get a little closer to the phone or speak up a little.
Oh, is it not coming through clearly?
You were starting to
is
fade.
Is that better? Okay,
well,
how's that there now? Awesome. Did any of that I needed to repeat?
No, but you were just, the volume was fading.
Okay, cool. I may have been talking softer or turned away from my microphone. Thank you. The other part was regarding the Lyme's disease or any type of disease or illness that we might have as a part of the cleanup process that can happen in our bodies. Vitality plays the most important role, I think, and we can, the vitality part is so important to having healthy diet, you know, using nutrients in such a way that we might need, concentrated, having more raw food in balance to cooked food, eating less dairy and meats and things that may lower our vitality. And I thought it would be helpful to speak about vitality and how that is in relationship to the healing process with forgiveness. Kim, maybe you could speak more on that if you're open to it. But that was the other piece I thought was important to bring into the equation of when we're working with any type of, quote, illness. It's our level of vitality, because if the Lyme disease we're subjected to it or exposed to it, and we have a level of vitality that doesn't allow that to take hold, then the immune system will handle it. That would be my idea, and I think that's our idea as a community. So that was the other piece that I thought might, you know, might discuss a little bit more if we don't have more callers. But those were the two pieces I wanted to share.
Well, thank you. It's exactly right. The idea that if I use regulatory speech, if I just consider it to be a very powerful tool, it's like any really powerful tool. I can use it to my benefit or my detriment. If I use it to my benefit, I will use it as a roadmap to discover places in my mind that still hold conclusions that the world is a dangerous place, or that people or things outside of me are causing what's going on inside of me, etc. And also, because it's a very powerful tool, I can use it to my detriment. And a couple of ways come to mind. One way to use it to my detriment is to become an expert in identifying regulatory speech and walk around and tell people that I'm having conversations with when I notice that their regulatory speech is betraying them. And in their, that way, as you were talking about becoming the intellectual expert, and I can tell everybody what I'm hearing them say and how important it is for them to change. And that will probably be detrimental to my relationships. The other way to use it to my detriment is to do what you were talking about, Rex, and that is to just change the words before they come out of my mouth, to screen everything before I say it, and learn to talk in a certain way that speaks about how I know I'm responsible for everything going on inside of me, and I never let myself slip up and say, that made me angry. I never let myself slip up and say, you're the cause of my upset, or that Lyme disease has done this or that to me. But in that process, all I'm doing is suppressing even more the information that my unconscious mind could be showing me about where my next level of work is. And it's a very powerful tool, and if I use it in that way, I can do great harm to myself by keeping myself locked and even further distanced from the parts of my mind that hold anger, fear, sadness, blame, game, guilt, shame. And so that's on regulatory speech. It's a very powerful tool, and like any powerful tool, can be used for good or ill. And then the other thing you mentioned, Rex, is the concept of vitality. And Dr. Rice, in his training with naturopathic medicine and holistic practitioners, for a long time have discussed the idea that if I have a level of vitality that's can be measured on a scale from 0 up to 10, and 0 at vitality would mean I'm no longer alive, and 10 would be the most vibrant, I'm ready to evolve to the next level. It's like the Christ consciousness or whatever you want to call it. I'm bubbling with creativity and energy and strength. And so my vitality meter, if you're living in the Western Hemisphere these days, for most of us, I'd say the average person in the West is probably functioning at a vitality meter that would register somewhere between a 2 and a 4. And we keep our vitality suppressed with things like sugar and other drugs and caffeine and fatty foods and salty foods and things we call food, which aren't really food. They're just loaded with chemicals. They come out of a bag or a can or a packet. And all of these things help keep my energy level suppressed. And if you understand that the vitality level can be compared to a toxicity or trauma meter, and that toxicity or trauma meter also goes from 0 all the way up to 10, and that I hold within me in my life traumas and toxins that come from not just the time since I was born into this physical body, but it also comes from what I inherited from both sets of parents and their bloodline going back practically forever. So I'm born with, and I start accumulating, energetic traumas and toxins. And then I start eating and consuming, and I end up with physical and chemical toxins and traumas. So I have a higher level of wisdom, the same kind of wisdom that keeps my heart pumping at night and my food digesting without me even knowing that it's there. And that level of wisdom will not let me become consciously aware of my traumas and toxins if they are at a higher level than what my vitality can process out. Because if they did, it would overwhelm me and could literally kill me. If I was faced with a level 8 trauma or toxin and my vitality level is sitting at a 2 or a 3, I simply have no energy to deal with that. So the higher knowledge, the higher wisdom keeps me in denial, keeps it suppressed, and I completely forget about the time that I had the beating that almost took my life when I was 8 years old or 14 years old, and I don't deal with the trauma I felt when the woman I thought I was going to marry left me for another man, and all of that is denied and suppressed, and I function very well throughout my day at whatever level I'm allowing myself to have vitality. Let's say I'm living my life as an average person in the Western Hemisphere, and I'm living at a 3 to 4 level of vitality, that I routinely have alcohol in my week, and I have salt and sugar and caffeine, and I don't exercise on a regular basis. I don't really get really good sleep at night, and so my vitality stays at a 4. But I've got a lifetime of trauma and toxin that come from when I grew up and we lived on Coca-Cola and Ho-Hos and cupcakes and candies and all kinds of other stuff. And for decades, that's what I lived on growing up. And I had all kinds of unwanted events happen in my life, like that woman I thought I was going to marry who left me for another man, or the guys that beat me up when I was 14 years old, or people who lied to me in graduate school about what it would take to get out. And, well, I'm humming along today, functioning fairly well at my level 4 vitality, and I'm not thinking through or processing any of those traumas or toxins, because some of them are at an intensity level of a 5 or a 6 or an 8. So I keep them suppressed. And I don't do it consciously, but my unconscious mind knows Tim doesn't have the resources to go there. So it keeps them hidden. And I learn to function at a level 4 vitality, and I feel pretty good at a level 4 vitality. I might arrange things in such a way that I don't have very many colds, I don't often get the flu, I do just enough exercise to stay flexible and keep, you know, the super excessive weight off. And then all of a sudden, I run across Dr. Michael Rice, and he's got a worksheet process. And I do a worksheet or two, and I get support from somebody like Rex. And I dig up a level 3 trauma or toxin I didn't realize I had. And by the time I'm done dealing with that, with 10 or 15 worksheets and tearful sessions on the phone, I'm feeling all as depleted as an old dish rag that's just been wrung out for the 4,000th time, and my vitality is down to about a level 1. But I've finally processed out the trauma, the traumatic energy, and the toxins in my system from that level 3 trauma. And then over the next few days, I learn to let myself cry if I need to and do more worksheets and get some sleep and eat some healthier food. And before I know it, I wake up one morning and I'm feeling better than I have felt in years. And my vitality might be up at like a 5 or a 5.5 or a 6, but it might be so much better than I have felt in any time of my memory that I feel like I'm stronger than I've ever been, because I've gotten rid of that level 3 trauma or toxin. Well, now that my vitality is up at a 5.5 or a 6, my unconscious knows, oh good, now Tim's got some more vitality. Let's serve up some more of those level 3 traumas or toxins for him to deal with. And within short order, maybe hours, maybe days, maybe weeks, I have another issue up in my face, and I feel so stuck, I feel so angry or scared, or I have physical symptoms. I get stomach flu-like symptoms, or I get crushing headaches, and then the key in this work is for me to keep doing the kinds of things that raised my vitality: the worksheet process of forgiveness, the tapping and breathing, the eating healthy foods, the drinking clean water, the giving myself permission to take a nap or get a good night's sleep, to say no to taking on yet another responsibility which would sap my time and emotional and physical energy, and give myself time to heal and process out those toxins and traumas. When I do that, I open the space for healing. And as I repeat that cycle, I might find myself cycling from a level 4 to 5 to 6 in vitality down to a level 1 or 2 and feeling like I just got hit by a truck, and then slowly build my way back up to feeling good and better about myself again, only to have myself get triggered by somebody else who says something I didn't want them to say, or asks me to question my presentation skills, or tells me that they were offended by something I did or didn't do. And when that triggers the upset, my goal is to stay focused on doing more of the right things. The right things include taking full responsibility for what I'm feeling inside of me, understanding that if I have any tendency to blame someone or something else for what I'm feeling, my regulatory speech, even if it's only in my thought, can help me uncover where I'm holding that in my system and release it and let it go. More of the worksheet process and the forgiveness to dismantle the negative energies, anger, fear, sadness, and all of the physical ailments and the energies that go with them. More of the right work with drinking clean water and eating healthy food, and more of asking support from friends who understand that I'm completely responsible for what I'm feeling, and they will refuse to join me in blaming someone else, but support me in doing my own internal work so that I can clear out this next level of trauma or toxin. And in that way, the process tends to escalate and move to higher and higher levels, and it might be that I spend a number of months where my vitality doesn't drop below a 5. And, you know, prior to that, I might have gone for several decades and my vitality never got above a 4. And when I'm there, what's important for me to know is there's always more to do. At any point in time, I might get triggered. And if I get triggered, I want to repeat the process of looking inside and doing more of the right things. So that's my summary on the vitality meter and how it might be used and how it might coincide with the regulatory speech. And
hi, Tim.
Hopefully that's satisfactory. So this would be Michelle.
Hi, how are you? Yes, it's Michelle. I was outside planting several flats of flowers and was getting into the show late and found out that Jeannie had asked for me to work on the switchboard for chat room. So I hurried up and logged on. It looks like maybe Rex is on the line, but we also have three other callers who maybe want to share.
Well, that's kind of a mistake in your board because they had already shared. So you're...
So Sue shared.
Now all of a sudden we've got more. So we've got 910 who might have a question.
I'll turn her on. Hey there.
Hey. Is it me talking? Can you hear me?
Yes.
I can. How are you?
Hey, Michelle. It's Susan Darnell in North Carolina. Hi, Dr. Tim. I've been on the show about 10 minutes, and I love that you're sharing on the vitality meter because I'll definitely see if I can squeeze that into my last 8 session of my Laws of Living class. It actually completes this Thursday, so I'm really excited, and I'm getting back a few of the evaluations, and I know last night it was incredible the scores that shifted during this 8 weeks, and that was one thing I wanted to add to what Dr. Tim was saying. I totally agree that when we do more of the right things, our vitality goes up, and therefore we get to clear out another level of healing, of trauma, or of whatever it looks like that's less than love. So doing an intensive, and since it's getting time for the summer season, and I love Heartland so much, I encourage anyone, as Michael says, if they want to take their work to the next level, to sign up and go to Heartland and do the next intensive. That, for me, has been the most powerful experience of releasing, I would say, a phenomenal amount of, I'd say for me, 10 years worth of therapy, I can release in that 17-day process easy and come away with the feeling of being so connected to the presence of love that it's just, I don't even, I think to myself, do I really want to go home? Do I want to stay at Heartland? Yes, I do. So anyway, it's... For the last 3 years I've gotten to go. I don't know about what's going to happen this year. That still remains to be seen. But I can say that teaching the Laws of Living 3 times since being at Heartland has given me the same opportunity to raise my vitality. And I'm saying that because I had quite an experience happen last night. I'm just sound asleep. It's 11:30. And I'm just going to ask the audience if they want to if they have anything come up when I share this, to please have worksheets available and know that it's just a story. It's just a hallucination that I had of my outpicturing of my mind. It's an opportunity for me to heal what comes up in me, and I totally want to own that and say how grateful I am for it before I even share it. But it was a perfect example of, we were narrowing down the last few days of the intensive. Vitality is very, very high. And I'd actually seen one of the scores in my person that had been over at my house yesterday. His scores came in last night up 77 points on stress. And, I mean, I was so excited. So here it is, 11:30 at night. I'm sound asleep, and my dog barks. So I think he wants to go outside, so I let him outside. And then I hear somebody knocking on my door, which is very unusual. So I go and flip the light on, and who's standing on my porch but three police officers? And I'm looking at them, and I'm like, I turn the light back off. And they said, "Police, ma'am." And I said, "Hold on, let me get dressed." And so I went and put on my clothes, went back, flipped the light on again, and stepped out onto the porch with these people, these guys. And I'm looking at them, and I said, they don't say anything. They're just looking at me. And I said, "Are you guys okay?" You know, and they laugh at me, and they say, "Yes, ma'am, we're okay. We're just letting you know that there's someone in the area that's been going around looking in some of the windows, and he's been caught on a security camera. And we just would like to check your backyard. We're, you know, we realize we woke you up." And it was like, I literally thought I was dreaming. This could not be happening. I was like, it was interesting. So after it's over with, and I say, of course, check my backyard, and I run to the back of the house to get the dog back in because they're going to go in that fence. And then it kind of hits me that my reaction to seeing the police on my porch was to step outside of my house. And the unwillingness of letting that authority figure in my house with me, those three guys. And to me, that was the perfect thing to do. But then after they told me there was somebody in the neighborhood, I thought maybe I should step back in. But it was funny. It really, like, what came up for me was confusion. And I'd say maybe guarded, being a little bit guarded around the police officers, which are supposed to be peace officers. And I know we've had a lot of that in the news here lately. So after it was over with, that's when I had the next layer come up of something that happened earlier in my life around not trusting or not having faith in the police or whatever. So that's what my work was about this morning when I was doing worksheets and it all unfolded. But I was kind of smiling to myself, and I'm thinking, wow, I'm getting my money's worth on this intensive, because that was a whole nother layer that I had no idea that would come up. So when you talk about vitality going up, the opportunities of going into the depths and removing what blocks me from being able to hold the presence of love for myself and everyone, or be the experience of the presence of love. We always know that I am.
So Susan, yeah. Several times you've said the word intensive. Do you mean doing the Laws of Living course?
Yes, I mean doing the Laws of Living course. I mean that those 8 weeks of doing 5 worksheets a day and doing all the mind goal management sheet of holding the space of love and doing the commitment to yourself, you know, whatever the issues are that show up on the evaluation is the assignments that we have during these 8 weeks, and how powerful that is and how blessed I feel and grateful to be able to be a part of the class and to lead it and to benefit so much from the opportunity to increase my vitality so that I can clear out another layer of, and every time I clear it out, I'm such an optimistic, I'm thinking, this is the last layer. I know it is. You know? And before I turn around, I just kind of smile, and I'm thinking, this is generational garbage. Remember all the zeros that are behind the number that Michael and Jeannie came up with the generational garbage? It's just an opportunity to do my work every day and show up. So, yes, that's what I'm speaking about. I'm talking about the Laws of Living Intensive, which I'm sure people may not know about. You may want to share more about that. But I'll be quiet and be open to your feedback.
Well, my feedback is it's fabulous. Thanks for sharing. And I know that there are a number of us, including Jeannie, who recently shared that she hit a new level of vitality after doing the Women Healing Women Intensive and then the teacher training. And then not long after that, she just felt like the rug had been pulled off from under her and she was, you know, laid flat on the subfloor of a basement and felt like giving up on everything. However, she knows of this work, and instead of running into an old unproductive pattern, she asked for love and support from people who know her. And she didn't give any details. She just said, hold the space of love for me because I'm going through another layer. And then within a matter of days, she came out the other side and felt as good or better than she did at the end of the intensive. So it's wonderful to have that testimonial from you and from others that have been through this and understand the process. Because if you don't understand that process, it's quite tempting. I know it was always tempting for me every time I had a pain or an ache or an upset come up to escape into the sugar or the alcohol or the blame of somebody else or go into some excessive exercise program that was going to distract me from my issues, knowing all the while that the only reason I was feeling that way was from all these other people that, who did all the stuff wrong. So that's wonderful. It's a lovely testimonial, and I join you in supporting anybody who wants to go to take advantage of the amplifying power of going to an intensive. So, Michelle,
yes.
Anything to share?
Well, interestingly enough, there was a chatter in the room who I hadn't recognized before, and they were talking about another chatter was explaining some things about the work, and I said, oh, how did you find out about Michael Rice's work? And the person said, well, I was just bouncing around on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, no, I asked them about if they'd been to Heartland. They said, no, I was just bouncing around Blog Talk Radio, and I found Michael Rice's work, and it looked like something that might be interesting. And then the person said, well, tell me about Heartland, just as Susan went into her dissertation. So it was amazing because the person really had never heard about Michael before today, and it was just a serendipitous opportunity. Just logged on and has been listening and seems to be engaged, and Pencil's giving him actually, I think he's in your group over there in Peoria or Woodstock area, Kim. Does that sound familiar?
That a person is in my support group?
Yeah, I can't remember his real name right now. I think he's a teacher. Anyways, it was just beautiful timing. I'm thrilled.
All right, lovely.
Explaining
well,
about...
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, this person's from Alaska. That's what I was looking for, that where exactly they... in Anchorage, so it's interesting. So, Susan, have you been going to down to Asheville this week at all?
No, Michelle. It's about, I think it's 5.5 hours to nonstop. It's on 40, and I know, I get out of work maybe 5-6 o'clock, so that's kind of like not possible. But I have contemplated this weekend on Saturday if they had the Still Point Breathing going. And next weekend, maybe getting out to Flat Rock, which I was talking to Marianne on the phone just a few minutes ago about staying with her because it's closer to her. He's going south of Asheville for the last Sunday service.
Oh, all right. Well, I would encourage you to go to Still Point Breathing because I'll be there.
Oh, my goodness. Will you really?
Yeah, I'm going to go on Friday. I've got a doctor's appointment during the day and go to the workshop at night and stay over for Still Point. It's only 12 hours. That's nothing.
Good for you. That's excellent. That's great. Well, one of the things, I have one of my people that are in Laws of Living that are thinking about going to Heartland for and doing a work-study program for maybe extended period. And I wanted him to be able to go with me and meet Dr. Rice and that kind of thing, and he's only available on Sunday. So I'm just waiting for Ruka to rearrange, arrange things so that it works out, and I'm waiting for that, that energy to come so I can flow into it. So I'm kind of holding everything as a possibility.
Well,
all perfect. Of course. We know it is. And I'd love to see you, so that'd be great. And I was just thinking how much I want to go to do the Still Point session to clear a lot of this that came up during the intensive. So I'll talk to my class tonight and see if I can encourage or talk to others that might be interested in the same thing, and we can go as a group.
Powerful.
So,
for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, Dr. Rice wanted a certain number in order to do the Still Point on Saturday, so he was wanting to have some numbers of commitment. So you might want to let him know that you're coming.
All right. Yeah, I'll be there for sure.
Okay, cool. Thank you, Dr. Tim. Thanks for your service and everything you do on the show. You too, Michelle. I appreciate it. I'm always listening.
Appreciate the call. Thank you, Susan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Take care.
So, Tim, this new person from Alaska, they're saying, wow, you guys sound so much fun.
Cut it out. Cut it out. You can't be spiritual and have fun. It's not possible.
Well, it's just cute. They were born in Peoria and they live in Alaska. So, yeah, I can't remember his name. Oh, excuse me. I apologize to Erica. Erica is in your group. For some reason, I had a male identity attached to that name. So she's in your Woodstock group, and she chats a lot with me.
Well, Erica is a joy to have in the group, and she's a wonderful writer. And I can tell from a number of different signs and symbols that she's getting tremendous benefit from the work. So thank you, Erica, for being here and supporting us.
So there was one other person with a hand up, and you may have already taken this. Oh, no, they hung up. It was 5:03. So got 2 minutes left here. I liked your vitality information. It's always good to hear again.
Well, thanks to Rex for that. He was the one who requested it and made the comment about the regulatory speech. And I just want to encourage people to go to the website and check out the schedule of Michael and Jeannie and their presentations. They're going to be doing another talk tonight, I understand, where Aramaicisms, and they're looking for people to be in the audience if you're in the Asheville, North Carolina area. Dale Allen Hoffman, Michael Rice, two fabulous minds working on ancient Aramaic wisdom and spirituality and tools to help people improve the quality of their life. These are practical tools which, when people pick them up and use them, literally change people's lives for the better. And that's what we're here to support. We're here to support people going to the website at www.whyagain.org. Click on the red and white bullseye and let that take you to a page where there are more resources than you'll probably get through in the next 5 or 10 years. And the latest version of the worksheet is available, and I'm told now up to 12 different audio files of this show are available, all for free. And you can download them. You don't even have to get put on a mailing list. Try it. Print out the worksheet. Give it a try. Demonstrate to yourself how you can have a better, more loving, more peaceful, more productive, more joyful life. And in the meantime, join us again tomorrow and the next day, 5 days a week here on Blog Talk Radio. And have the best year yet of your eternal life. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for listening to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife, Jeannie, who present the internal Aramaic process of forgiveness. Michael and Jeannie are here every Monday through Friday on Earth Angels Radio. For more on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. That's www.whyagain.com.
Evolving continuously.